Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Close Up Talk Radio, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing, important, and interesting individuals from the worlds of business, industry, travel, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the technical wizards behind the scenes who create the magic that make their company's products and services so special. Here's your opportunity to hear firsthand the fascinating stories of how it all happened from those who actually made it possible. Now, live, this is Close Up Talk Radio.
Welcome to CUTV News Radio. I am your host, Jim Masters. We are live worldwide on CUTV News and our award-winning broadcast series. It's a pleasure to have you with us today. It's 1 p.m. Eastern here at our headquarters and studios of CUTV News Radio. And we do thank you for making us a part of your day. It is Friday, December 2nd, 2016, at the time of this broadcast live, which will be archived for future air. So if you missed something on today's show or you'd like to hear it again from our very special guest, then all you have to do is go back into our archives and you can hear our broadcasts again and again. Again, we are here at the headquarters of CUTV News, and our special guest happens to be located in California, and she is in the greater San Francisco area, beautiful part of the country. And we're going to be talking about real estate and that much more on today's broadcast. Speaking of real estate, you know, real estate is very, very time intensive if you do get involved in it. It also can be very expensive, whether you're a buyer, a seller, a real estate agent. You know, if you've had your life touched by real estate, you know that it's a very, very intensive process. But if you approach it the right way and you want to get into the world of real estate, buying and selling, things of that nature, you can be highly successful. I mean, what other industry can someone with only a high school degree make as much money as a corporate executive? All you need is the drive and the mindset to be successful, and you can control your own destiny. This is part two of our series with our very special guest, real estate sales expert Kathy Turney. Kathy is the author of Laugh Your Way to Real Estate Sales Success, part memoir, part guidebook. Kathy shares the valuable lessons she's learned over 25 years as a licensed real estate broker and appraiser. Now, she says the book is for real estate agents, wannabes, used-to-bes, and those who love them. Everybody you talk to has either been in real estate or is considering going into real estate or knows someone who's in it. Even I personally know several friends and colleagues who work in other fields and have switched to real estate, or they do real estate on the side. The book really is a must-read for anyone considering a career change into real estate sales. It can save them a lot of grief. It's the unfiltered real deal. Kathy is currently the managing partner at Better Homes Realty in Walnut Creek in California, where she consistently places in the top 10% among realtors nationwide. Now, Kathy says that the key to her success has always been her desire to help people, not to just look at it as a job, but a true sense and desire and passion to help people. And we love that here at CUTV News Radio. Laugh Your Way to Real Estate Sales Success offers a humorous expose on the real estate sales business with lots of teaching moments. She's going to be teaching us a few things and sharing a wealth of material with us today on this episode of CUTV News Radio. Kathy's website, just want to mention to you quick, and we'll mention it a couple more times during the show. To learn more about our special guest, you can go to her website. That's Kathy with a C, Kathy Turney, T-U-R-N-E-Y, Writes. That's the word Writes, WRITES.com. Kathy Turney Writes. .com website, great place to go to find out about her book and so much more. Without further ado, let's welcome to CUTV News Radio, welcome back our special guest, Kathy Turney. Kathy, great to have you with us on the show today, and thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, it's a delight to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
You live in a beautiful part of the country, and we're so happy that you can take time out of your busy day, especially during the busy holiday season, to join us on the broadcast and share all of this information. I love the fact that you use humor in the book, and you use it in various aspects of your teaching, and that's an essential component, too. It sort of breaks the ice, it sort of levels things out for people, it makes it, you know, all the facts and figures and all the heavier detail, it makes it more consumable and user-friendly when you have a touch of laughter and humor immersed in it, right?
Exactly. You know, both in the book and in real practice, it's really essential. In real practice, it kind of dispels tension, gets people in a warm and fuzzy mood. Subliminally, it bonds them to you. And also, it has been shown scientifically that people remember things better if there's humor associated with it. So, you know, when I'm trying to get them to grasp concepts that they need to learn so that they can get the house that they want, the humor really helps. And then in the book, if you can't laugh at some of the things that happen, it can be pretty serious reading. So yeah, there's
right, exactly.
A lot of humor in it. Yeah.
It provides a nice balance to it all. I just wanted to ask you, before we delve in even deeper, in case people didn't hear part one yet of our series with you, what inspired you, what motivated you to get into this line of work? Did you have another career? Were you doing other things and then wanted to get into real estate and then through your years within real estate wanted to help others in writing the book? What was the Kathy Turney story a little bit for our audience?
Right. Well, I graduated with a degree in psychology, which qualified me to go to graduate school, you know. So,
yes, right.
And I wanted to be a social worker, but I did not have the commitment to go two more years to school, so I got a job with the county as a real estate appraiser. My mother was a real estate broker. And so I did, you know, I did that for a while. And then it got to be kind of boring. I was always very curious about why people were moving and what was really going on. And so eventually I went into real estate sales. And I have to backtrack and say that I pitied my mother because I thought anybody who had to make a living by finding things on a map was to be pitied. You know, I say I'm spatially impaired. I tell my clients, I may get lost getting to the house, but when I get there, I know what it's worth, you know. So anyway, so then I went into real estate sales, and I love helping people accomplish their goals. I mean, that's really the satisfaction in life, you know, is helping people do what they need to do. And in fact, my husband says I'll work for appreciation. Unfortunately, I also have bills associated with real estate, so I have to, you know, I have to charge something. But so, yeah, so I went into it, you know, basically because I wanted to be a social worker.
You know, and what's really interesting, and I love it, Kathy, I think having that background, understanding the human condition, understanding the emotional connection to property, to real estate, to the whole thing, gives you an advantage, gives you a leg up, because I'm sure you don't just approach it from the nuts and bolts, dollars and cents side, which are essential and very important, but you take into consideration so many of the humanistic elements of the individuals that you're dealing with, whether you were buying and selling properties and homes and businesses, or you're teaching people, you're sort of inspiring people. Having that background that you just described, I think, makes you very well-rounded and is a plus, wouldn't you say?
Exactly. And I have to say I get a little bit offended when people tell me that I sell real estate because I don't think
right.
about it, and I don't think really successful realtors do think of it as selling real estate. They think of it as educating the client so that he can make the right decision. So, yeah, it's just, it's, of course you have to make a living at it, but it's so important to educate people. I mean, they come to us, we don't, you know, they don't know what they're looking at, you know. So it's very, and I go into that a lot in the book.
Which is great.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Now, for people who are considering going into real estate, everybody knows, as mentioned, it's tough and it can really be sometimes intimidating. And what would you say people, anything that, like the top few things that people really need to know, do you really have to give it some serious thought before you dive in head first?
Yeah, you know, several things. One is you really, I say you shouldn't quit your day job. And that's true and not true, because on the one hand, you need to have a financial buffer. 90% of the people who get licensed quit within the first 2 years, and it's because they can't keep making it. So you either, but on the other hand, you really have to devote all your time to this. So I say you either have to have some money saved up or a significant other who will support you through this. So,
yeah,
and then,
right.
The fine, because, I mean, you're really going to worry if you don't have a sale. And when you start in real estate, you don't, you know, the typical commission is 6%. 3% goes to the office that lists the property, and 3% goes to the office that brings the buyer in. When you start out, if you're lucky, you're going to get half of the 3% for your side. And then you've got expenses. You've got gas. You've got, marketing. You've got all kinds of things. So you really need to be in a financial position to start it. And then you need to be patient, because it takes time to develop a clientele. Another thing I think people don't realize when they start is that their sphere of influence that they brought with them from whatever they did before is going to be really critical to them, because these are people who know and like and trust them. And granted, they previously didn't know them in their real estate salesman capacity, but there are ways that a new agent can team up, associate with a successful agent, bring his sphere of influence with him, and really hit the ground running. So I think those are the main things that they need to know.
And they have to, I guess, also, I don't know if it's a matter of developing a thick skin, or because deals fall through all the time, and sometimes there's rejection, and sometimes there's all these other elements to it that you can get really bogged down by or worked up over, that can even get in the way of the nuts and bolts of it all, right?
Right. In fact, sometimes I have wine emergencies, I call them. But I have to wait till nighttime. but my brother, who is also a realtor, two of my three brothers are realtors. I say, you know, my family, we're right brain creatives. It's like, this is all we can do, you know, so we sell real estate. So anyway, he told me once when I was just really getting worked up about a transaction, he said, you know, Kathy, you have to remember it's not about you. And I thought, you know, he's right. It's not about my side winning or me being proven right or any of that stuff. It's about each side knowing what's going on and what the buyer and the seller can live with. And that I have a yellow sticky on my computer about that it's not about me, because it really then takes me and my emotions to a certain extent out of the transaction. Of course, it is very upsetting when you spend, hours and hours and weeks on a transaction, and something happens at the end, and you have to do it all over again. But, you know, every job has its pluses, and every job has its minuses. But real estate, for what you can earn and control your time, I think gives the biggest return.
Absolutely. That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And And if you have fun doing it and you feel like you're helping others at the same time, it makes it all the more worthwhile and fulfilling. Tell us about the actual book itself, your inspiration to wanting to write a book. You could have continued doing real estate and doing it, you know, expertly and skillfully and beautifully and successfully like you do and have for a long time, but what was it about your wanting to offer up all of this material, this content, this advice, the humor, the whole ball of wax to people who are in it, returning to it, considering it?
Sure, sure. Well, it was part altruism. You know, I wanted to help people learn from my experiences and mistakes, and part of it was cathartic.
Yeah, yes. It really is. Writing really is, isn't it? When you're writing,
oh my gosh.
I'm a writer too, and it can be very cathartic when you get it all down on paper.
Yeah, exactly. I coined a term called bitchoir, and actually I tried to get Wikipedia to accept it, and they said it wasn't a common use, so they wouldn't. And then my publisher told me I could not call the book a bitchoir because he said that's really negative, and he said, and you have to make this positive. So it's not a bitchoir.
The only time it's probably common is when you're in heavy traffic and somebody's cutting you off.
Yeah, there you go. Maybe I'll submit it again, huh?
Right. Send it to the transportation department, right?
There you go. I'm sure they could use it in their reports, really.
Right.
Oh, gosh, yeah. But I did. I had a lot that I just wanted to, you know, to get off my chest and talk about. And it's supposed to be pretty funny. I mean, it's you got to laugh at it. And so that was my motivation. Yeah.
Yeah. But, it's been well received, right? The book and everything involved with it has been well received.
Yeah, actually won an American Business Association Best Business Book of the Year nationally.
Fantastic.
And internationally for it. And then
for
about an hour or two, it hit number one in its category on Amazon. So,
very nice.
And I've got a lot of really nice 5-star reviews. So it's been well received.
Also,
too,
it's not Real Estate for Dummies or The Idiot's Guide to Real Estate. You're going to do great. It's just keeping a sense of humor, right?
Yeah, it's not a how-to manual. It's not,
right.
You know, there are those out there, and there are, you know, sales gurus that I followed, too, in my, you know, learning how to do this. But this is more just in the trenches, the stories, the laughing moments, and it's kind of... It's pretty sardonic, you know. It's dry humor. So if you like dry humor,
right.
You'll like the style. Yeah.
Yes, which I absolutely love.
Yeah.
More dry than slapstick.
Me too. Really.
So, putting it, did you find the writing process difficult in the beginning? One of the hardest things in some friends of mine, also writers, they say that the hardest thing for them is starting the first few words on the paper, the very first couple of sentences, paragraphs, just getting started doing it. And then sometimes when you're doing it, and if you're doing it for the first time or second time, every single word that you put down on the paper, you attach this incredible importance to it, when not every word needs to be important or every single word has to stand out. How was that writing process for you?
Well, actually, it was not difficult because here's how I did it. I mean, I had been saving little notes, you know, for several years. And so when I decided I was going to write the book, I just pulled out all my notes and I separated them into piles for chapters, and then I put each chapter in order, and then I started typing. And And then, you know, I got a draft through, which, of course, I mean, I think there are probably 10 drafts to this. And then, I mean, so I never had to sit there with a blank page. I had my pages. They just weren't organized, you know. And I have started, I actually was accepted as a contributor at Huffington Post recently. And so this is a different kind of writing, and I'm sitting there thinking, okay, so I'm going to write about this subject. And I mean, it's not like you can just pull these stories out of your head. You've got to have some notes and things. So those have been more effort for me because I actually had a topic, then I had to go research it, and then I had to pull it together. But to show you how the other system works so much better, I was dragged kicking and screaming into Twitter. I just couldn't grasp it, and yet I knew as a writer I needed to do this because authors, everybody will tell you that Twitter is their main source of business because you can really target your audience. You can, I won't worry about Twitter. Anyway, so I overcame that, and I knew one of my social media friends said, you know, I'd like to see you at 10,000 followers. And I just about gagged, and I said, I've been at this for months. I have 200. And I said, and some days I wake up and I have 170, you know. So
yeah.
I spent a lot of time, and I figured out, okay, so here's the title of my next book. It's called Twitter for Right Brain Creatives, How I Quickly, Easily, Honestly, and Ethically Got to 10,000 Followers. And I am going to, this is supposed to be about real estate, isn't it, not Twitter. Anyway, so I'll back off that. But I had all these thoughts. I was relating that to the writing process. I would have all these inspirations and thoughts, and I'd just jot down little notes. So writing the Twitter book is really easy. Writing for Huffington Post is not. So that's how I write.
Right, exactly right. That's terrific. I mean, that's great that you're able to adapt and be flexible and have the different styles at the same time. The book itself, what do you hope people take from this book? And one thing before you answer that I really tapped into as you were describing it, Kathy, is you mentioned that you and the family are more creative types. So somebody that is maybe creative or they're into the arts or what have you, they might assume, oh boy, you know, real estate, it's all numbers and figures, it's all, you know, dry and it's not colorful and it's not visionary. There's no way I could pull this off. There's no way I can do this type of work. I'd get claustrophobic. I'd get bored. I wouldn't understand it. There's too many, you know, there's just too much black and white and no color. What would you say to somebody who is of a creative mind but has been toying with the idea of getting into real estate?
Yeah, well, you know, I say there is no type that succeeds in real estate. I mean, I've seen engineers do great. I've seen teachers. I've seen gardeners. I've seen all kinds of people. And they all have their own skills, and a lot of them aren't technical. Real estate is the most interesting thing to practice. There, you know, you're going to be out seeing people and seeing houses, and you have your finger on the pulse of the economy. You don't have to deal. Okay, there is a lot of paperwork, but today many offices have what they call transaction coordinators, who will make sure that you have the right forms in your package and get them signed and all that stuff. So that alleviates a lot of the paperwork stuff, you know. As far as can I do this, if you have a sincere desire to help other people, you can do this because that's what people are looking for. I have most of my business now is referral, and time after time people say to me that that we're coming back to you because you had our interests at heart and you wouldn't represent the other side in a transaction. It's called dual agency, where the listing agent can represent the buyer too. And I just think it's a total conflict of interest. So I tell them up front in my listing presentation that I am not going to be able to, you know, I will not represent the buyer if I have your listing, and that's not what you're hiring me for anyway. You're hiring me to market your home, represent you, protect you, and make sure we never hear from the buyer again after escrow closes. And I tell my buyers, I will show you my listings, but I won't be able to represent you with those. So, but I tell them, you know, the chances of you wanting one of my listings are slim to none because, I mean, you know, there are all kinds of requirements buyers have. And then I refer them out to another company, three agents in another company, and I don't take a referral fee for that. So they really know I'm working for them. So it doesn't have to be dry. You can be very successful at it, but you got to have their best interests at heart. I mean, that's how you succeed in this business, through good times and bad times.
Absolutely. That's right. Exactly. Do you see yourself writing another book as well? Do you see more after writing this book and getting the feedback and covering what you've covered with the book, do you find there's a need for more?
Well, actually, I have yet another book in the works.
Fantastic. Funny,
yes.
I should ask, huh?
Really?
I must be, my intuition is on full throttle today.
You're a marvelous interviewer. Oh, my gosh. You bring out the best in your interviewees, your subjects.
I appreciate that.
It's so true. But the next book is, and I kind of alluded to this, you know, a few minutes ago, is how, you know, so many people retire and they just don't have enough money. So they think, oh, I'm going to go into real estate and pick up a few extra dollars. And then, as I said, 90% of them drop out within the first 2 years. So this book is all about how they can package themselves and their sphere of influence and promote themselves to a successful agent who will, you know, literally pay for these connections. And the two of them have this synergy, and they go out together as a team, and the retiree provides the warm and fuzzy, and the successful agent provides the confidence and the skill. And then, you know, the retiree isn't going to make as much money and isn't going to be working full time, but he'll make, you know, enough money to improve his quality of life. So I've already interviewed a number of agents across the country who've done this, and it has really worked well for them. So that one's in the works too.
That is terrific. That's exciting. Best of luck with that too. Want to let folks know that they can go to your website, KathyTurneyWrites.com, and that's Kathy with a C, CathyTurneyWrites, KathyTurneyWrites.com. Also, we only have a few seconds left, but the book that is Laugh Your Way to Real Estate Sales Success is available also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, other places, right?
Oh, yes, everywhere, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Anywhere you need
everywhere.
It, yeah.
What's that phrase? Everywhere books are sold.
There.
That is
exactly.
Terrific.
Exactly.
Well, Kathy, you are a real joy and a real pleasure, and you're obviously very passionate about what you do and you want to help people, and I encourage folks to connect with you by going to KathyTurneyWrites.com. I hope we have an opportunity to chat some more as your journey continues and you share it with our audience, and want to wish you a great happy holiday and thank you for being on the show today. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Oh, I did, Jim. It's an absolute delight. So thank you for interviewing me and for this fun episode.
Well,
and I wish everyone
that.
Happy holidays.
You as well. Thank you very, very much. We appreciate that. Our very special guest, Kathy Turney, author of Laugh Your Way to Real Estate Sales Success. We hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thank you for joining us on CUTV Radio. For all of us here, we wish you a very happy day. We'll see you next time. Take care.